It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Boston there and smoking Sib Hashian, the drummer from Boston, born on this day in 1949. He died in 2017, collapsed in the middle of a set while performing on board a cruise ship, not with Boston, but with another band. He passed away in 2017 at the age of 67, but Sib Hashian was born on this day in 1949, played drums on both of Boston's big albums and part of Third Stage. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. The Politically Incorrect Guide to Economics is the new book out now. Thomas J. DiLorenzo is the author. We've been talking with him here on the program. I mentioned before the break, Thomas, that one of the great things about the book is so many things that are mentioned are literally being talked about and discussed today as we speak. Price controls. This is in conversation with especially prescription drug medication and even in this so-called Inflation Reduction Act. You say price controls equal legalized theft. How does that happen?
I call it the worst economic idea in the world. Having prices determined by politicians rather than buyers and sellers on a involuntary exchange in a free market. The plunder. I tell a historical story of where this got started. There were two brothers in Illinois who ran a grain storage business, and the farmers in that time, this is the 19th century, the farmers were very powerful politically, and so they decided they wanted to pay less for grain storage, and so they got the legislature to put a price ceiling on what these two brothers, their name was Munn Brothers, could charge for their business, and they did. They succeeded, and they basically just plundered the Munn Brothers, but then that let the olive out of the bottle, so to speak. And so from then on, it was all fair game. If the grain storage companies had the upper hand politically, well, then they could do the opposite. They could have a law passed raising the price of grain, and it's all arbitrary, of course, and it's just a way of plundering your fellow man through price controls. Another sleazy thing that happens is governments often, and I cite this in my book, especially the federal government, they often threaten price controls on various industries, pharmaceuticals included. And then they just sit back and they rake in millions in campaign contributions. And then after they've pocketed all that for their next campaign, they say, what were we thinking of? This is a dumb idea. We're not going to do this. And so it's a sort of a soft extortion racket that is involved in talking about price controls. But I also quote a book. There's a book called 4,000 Years of Price Controls. There's a long record of governments trying to impose prices on society. And, of course, the whole Soviet Union was one big price-controlled catastrophe. All the prices were controlled under communism. And look at what it did for them. And so anybody who hears talk about price controls of pharmaceuticals or anything should be very weary about that and should oppose it.
Also in conversation, not just from President Biden, but from many, especially Democrats, talk about closing tax loopholes, which really just mean that people are following the law, loopholes. Yeah. And that's how we're going to raise revenue. We're going to close loopholes. We're going to get them to pay more. You say in the book, more tax loopholes, please. So why would we want more tax loopholes?
Yeah, right. The bill that they just passed, the so-called Inflation Reduction Bill, which will increase inflation, by the way.
Yes.
Senator Manchin said we need a 15% minimum corporate tax because to close up loopholes. Well, that's just another word for raising taxes. And so, the liberals, liberal Democrats for decades, generations, part of their mantra on economics was that in a recession, you can either cut taxes or increase spending or both and then worry about the deficit later. That was Keynesian economics. But now they repudiated that. And they're saying we're in a recession, so let's raise taxes, which is the worst possible thing you can do. So what we need is more tax loopholes, not less, because we need more freedom and more money in our pockets. Well, and the dumbest thing you can do is take more money out of the pockets of the people and let government bureaucrats spend it. Because the people always spend their money more efficiently than politicians and bureaucrats do.
And we got time for one more question with Thomas DiLorenzo, the politically incorrect guy to economics. We might as well keep talking about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, that minimum tax on corporations. All these talk about corporations making these greedy corporations charging too much. They got to pay their fair share. Are these greedy, power-hungry corporations, so-called, only out for their own good? Do they benefit us all in the end?
Well, of course they do. No one ever had a job working for a poor man or a poor woman, and we need to cut taxes, not raise taxes. And you know, when a corporation prospers, what does that mean? It means it creates jobs for us. Mm-hmm. It means we can have higher paying jobs. We can save money. We can have a retirement account. They do pay many billions and billions in taxes every year, and I suspect what's part of this is going on is what I just mentioned, sort of a legalized extortion racket. They want the corporations to lobby for the next time around to vote for some sort of tax benefit, you know, one by one. Microsoft will go there, and then Apple will go there, and then Corporation X, Corporation Y, Corporation Z. They'll all go to Washington, D.C. and lobby for some sort of special benefit to compensate for the tax increase that Joe Manchin is so happy about on corporations. So I think that's what's going on there. But like I said, if we want an economic recovery, we need less taxes and less government. Just, you know, like Ronald Reagan said, government is the problem, not the solution.
Thomas DiLorenzo, the author of the new book, out now, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Economics. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Steve. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. That is a really fun read.
Mean,
no worries. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thomas, thanks so much. It's a great read, and it's a fun read, too, even for those people who do not have that deep background in economics, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Economics. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.